to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
And yeah, check it out now. Live from the studios on the East Coast is beautiful shitbirds, Matt Cole. Artico, Ryan G has joined us. That's fabulous. Yes,
it's a glorious fact that Brandon Novak is running late, so yes. We don't have a fake Bam, but we got the real Bam.
He was buying some diapers.
Yeah, what's up, Biggs? He's out in L.A.
I know. The Novak call's like,
yeah, man, I'm stuck in traffic. I'm trying to drive home from Baltimore. Thank God.
Explain, we're having a party at your house, and he had all these girls over, and now he's not here. He left them all unguarded.
Oh, man. Hey,
as soon as I go to L.A., he just takes the Audi and drives to Baltimore for who knows why.
No, I think he took the Hummer. He took the Hummer.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's over April Fool's house.
Oh, it is, huh?
I was ready to kill him.
Rick, I got a bud.
No, you know, Bam,
I figured it would be okay, you know, to just take the Hummer on down to Baltimore, you know, and maybe use one of your credit cards to fill it up with gas, because you know it's like $300 every time you fill it up.
You should make him take the bus down, or better yet, you should make him practice rollerblading down so he gets good at it. Take Route 1.
Oh yeah. Down. Novak has to rollerblade in the next movie that we do, and he has a piece of pizza duct taped around his dick, and then he has to French kiss his mom every time he goes to school, which is Boof. And if you don't know Boof, she's gonna play Novak's mom in the movie, and she's my aunt, and she weighs about as much as Phil does.
Oh,
no,
nah,
she doesn't.
Bam, she's right here, right
we have
now,
Boof right in the studio. Look at that fake laugh. your brother Jess fake laugh.
Yo, ask Boof if she's down to French Novak.
I'm down to kiss
him.
Here you go.
Where's the microphone?
Dude, think about how entertaining that would be in the movie. Everybody would be like, Novak will get out of the car getting ready to go to school. Give your mother a kiss! Oh, yeah, sorry, Mom. See you later. And then it's like some sloppy-ass French kiss. I'm really like, what?
It's like an eighth grade French kiss.
Oh, better get her some straight up Listerine.
I know, poor Boof. How can you do that?
Yeah. Alcohol to swish her mouth out.
Jeez.
Yeah, Biff, I don't know if you want Hep C, but you gotta come over here and kiss me.
At Lover's Point in Baltimore.
That's gonna be hilarious.
What's he doing
that
down there? Shopping for diapers or something?
What?
Did he have his kid yet?
He never has a legitimate reason. You know what he said? The reason why he's in Baltimore is because,
My baby nephew's having a birthday party. Like, you ever wanted to go to that shit.
You can always talk your way out of that.
Like, he feeds up stray cats and people.
He'll miss his own court appearances for some fat broad, but he'll go to his little baby nephew's party all the way in Baltimore.
Doesn't make any sense.
Smuggling with babies.
What's been going on in L.A.?
I've just been taking these meetings. We're actually getting the... We have this.
It's like it's acid or something.
Shut up, faggots.
I feel like he's here, but I can't see him. You know, so.
I've been taking these meetings for doing all the dirty work for all the movies and shit, like the Dream Seller. That's going good. We just got the book done for that, and then now it's getting changed to a screenplay, and then I just got the pilot done for the cartoon that we're getting ready to do.
Nice.
Deco's probably gonna have 7 voices in that. And,
Dream Seller.
Hey, Novak.
Then other than that, I'd be going to these fucking, what they call L.A. hotspots, to, like, these clubs like Mood and Koi and shit. Dude.
Koi. Fuck that place.
I went to this place called the Mood, and I ordered one bottle of vodka, got the bill, it was $300, and then later on I found out that the guy who owns the Mood is the dude who apparently made $1 million off the whole me and Jessica Simpson bullshit, because he's the one who shot the photo at the Rainbow Room or whatever.
You made $1 million off that?
That's the word around. They're like, see that guy? He made $1 million off of that whole bullshit. I'm like, no way. And they're like, and he just charged you $300 for a bottle of vodka.
What a fucking asshole. That's L.A. for you.
Dude, when we were on the gumball, like, last year, fucking a bottle of beer was like $18 when we were in Paris.
In Paris? Was like, well, probably because they know that you're, like, everybody who's doing the gumball is, like, filthy rich, so of course they'll charge that.
Yeah. And me walking in, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, Ryan G was still trying to charge it to your hotel room.
Just charge it to Bam's room.
My last name's Margera. How do you spell it? M-A-G, fuck. I
got a cow.
Margera.
Yeah. Call information for it.
I went to Johnny Depp's Viper room out there, and they had Red Bull and vodka for $10, and it was in this little fucking gobbler. Like,
a gobbler.
It was like a double shot, you know what I mean? It was $10, and it cleaned me right out. I was still, like, awake, you know?
Him is playing at the Viper Room tonight.
Oh, really?
A private show, yeah.
Nice.
It's private. Only for, like, corporate dudes. Nobody knows about it. They just played two shows at the Wiltern.
Well, they know about it now.
Well, they can know about it all they want, but they ain't going to let them in. Paris Hilton was at Mood when I was there, and I actually witnessed her, like, getting into this little argument with this girl, and she was like, Paris Hilton actually said to the girl, and she was pretty hot. She was like, "You are the ugliest bitch I've ever seen. Get her out of here." And then they kicked her out. Like, dude, she is going to get punched in the face one day, whether or not she has bouncers or not. Like, somebody is going to slug her hard.
Someone will definitely sneak a punch.
You
got
to bring Paris Hilton to Marcus Hooked. Take her out to a bar.
Take her down to the sub shop. Hire Buddy Bill as her bouncer.
Does she walk around with bodyguards all the time?
I think she had one. Oh, and Lindsay Lohan was there, and that fucking nerd from if you ever flick channels, I've never seen the show, but I was flicking channels, and that Laguna Beach show came on.
Oh,
and
my it's God.
The dude you that beard. The surfer dude?
I don't even know his name.
I know.
I was actually Steve. Flicking channels. That's probably who it was, yeah. Steve.
Yeah, black
You're
girl.
A homo, shit goose. You watch that crap.
Ah, look, he's all mad now.
He's like, what?
I watched it a few times just to see what it's about.
And the only reason why I knew it was him is because I was actually flicking channels that day, and then that night I was like, oh, that's that dude that was on that shitty ass show.
You know how I know this? I was checking out wiredimage.com, and I saw Paris Hilton and that dude sitting next to her.
Ryan G was looking for himself on wiredimage.com. Flicking through the photo.
He's like, oh, Paris, Bam, Jessica, I'm over it.
Paris,
where's
that?
Yo.
Whatever.
When I had that meeting with MTV about the cartoon, though, they told me, they were like, guess who was in here like 2 weeks ago? I'm like, who? They were like, Chris Rabb came in here with Joe Simpson, Jessica Simpson's dad, and they pitched us the show about, like, frat boys getting scared at, like, a haunted house or whatever, and, like, it's already been done. Like, they're like, I don't know, it's just kind of weird. And I was like, really? Like,
what?
Did he actually say frat boys? Like, she said frat boys, and I was like, but did Chris say frat boys? Like, I don't know, man. That's pretty weird.
Maybe that's the corporate way to say it.
They were like, she said that there was, like, some funny parts, but she was like, it's kind of been done and stuff like that.
Why is Rab with the Simpsons?
Beats me, dude. He won't answer my fucking phone calls.
I thought you were going to say Homer at first. I was like, no fucking way.
that's weird, man.
I don't get it, dude.
He seriously doesn't answer anybody's phone calls. Maybe he has a new phone or whatever.
He's hanging out, man.
Is he still with that chick?
No, I think that's the main reason why he just wanted to get out of Westchester and not, like, talk to anybody for a while. But, man, like, now's the time to be talking to people because everybody's in L.A. Dunn's in L.A., I'm in L.A., Turbo Negro just played, him has three shows, like, Jeff Tremaine's around, like, Steve-O's walking around being all hopped up and shit.
You guys should be hanging out.
Did you play Turbo Negro, Biggs?
Yeah, it was awesome. I'm actually going to play one of their songs coming up, but right now I'm going to play a song. I've played it before, but it's so goddamn good, and it's not out yet. It's Fireball Ministry, and they're from Hollywood, and that's where I am now, so this song's devoted to them. It's called Sundown.
Yay!
Yeah. station, baby.
Oh my God.
Now back to
Radio
Bam.
Yeah. Yeah, you know who's here on Faction besides all the latest NFL and NHL scores. That's right, Sirius Satellite. We got Matt Cole, Dico, Ryan, G-Ro, and beautiful Ray John. Bam is joining us live on the West Coast. But how can it be live if there's 3 hours difference? It's just how it is.
I know, I'm here at 4 o'clock. It's weird.
I hear his voice, and I look to my left, and I look to my right, and I don't see him.
Freaky,
it's weird. It's like...
I think that's a lie.
He's invisible. He's here, but he's invisible.
Yeah, we should take bets on whether or not freaking Novak ever makes it.
I got 20 bucks. He'll make it. He'll make it. No, I bet you'll make it, like, in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. The last time we were late to the show, he was calling 411, like, yo, get me Will from Sirius. They're like, Will, is Sirius his last name? You got Will, Sirius Radio.
Yeah, I need to talk to Will Sirius. I don't know. It's what it says on my cell phone, so I want you guys to get it for me now.
Natalie told me that there's Novak is coming up with a girl in the car.
That's oh, God.
Yeah.
Now we know Baltimore company.
Bam, not only did I go to Baltimore for no reason, now I gotta go back to Baltimore because I brought this sleazy stripper with me. Drop her off.
What's the deal with last week with that chick? Fuck, dude. Bucktooth chick, whatever.
Who's
Becky?
That?
Becky. Bucktooth Becky, man.
I don't know, dude.
Pull that off the top of my head. And
say, I don't know, man.
You know what the strangest thing ever happened yesterday, though? Do you remember those... Those fake Russian lessies, the fake Russian lessies that sing, oh, the thing should say it, oh, the thing should say it.
Yeah, it's called Tattoo.
Yeah,
Tattoo.
Yeah.
Tower.
What the fuck?
Oh, you gotta know what I'm talking about.
I know.
I'm sure Sirius has that clip somewhere. Can we play, like, the hook of that real quick, just so everybody's on the same page?
Oh, yeah, that is service, man.
Those guys are on point.
If girls play with themselves over that shit in Europe, they love that fucking shit.
Now you're talking to you. Dude. Now I'm talking to me.
What do? They just, like, type that shit in?
They're the only fake lesbians. Like, they claim to be lesbians, but they're not.
They'll just be more popular at the time.
The funny thing is
This is live, and that song came on just like that.
They're playing
She loves technology.
I love technology.
You love technology, don't you, Shikers?
Hell yeah, dude. You got to see this new camera I got.
Gadgets.
So listen, Tattoo is shooting their music video out here for their new album, and their treatment in the music video is for Villa to come at the end and take this cassette out of the thing and put it in his pocket like he's totally into that song.
Who still rocks a cassette?
I don't know. That's what was in the treatment, and all the, like, him managers read it, and they were like, no way. Like,
no!
They actually typed in Villa in this treatment, because I was reading the treatment, and that's what it was at the end, because I guess Tattoo knew that him was in town, and, you know, being there from Russia and him from Finland, I guess they all know how... Big each other.
That makes them the same, I guess.
Don't they hate each other? They went to war, like, what, three times for, like, 100 years straight?
I don't know.
They're 16-year-old lesbies. They don't know anything.
Oh, the wars before, oh, the wars before.
Yo, what's the capital of Estonia?
Tallinn.
Tallinn.
I know a stripper named Tallinn.
Yeah, you know what's bullshit? You were talking about information when you call them. They'll only give you phone numbers. They will not give you information because, like, in high school, we couldn't decide what movie to see, and I was like, we'll call information. And I called up and was like, should we see Forrest Gump or Jurassic Park 2? And they're like, I don't know. I was like, well, just pick one. They would not pick it, dude. I want my fucking money back. That's standard information.
I want goddamn information. Who won the national pole vaulting championship in Yugoslavia in 1966? We don't know, you motherfuckers. Just hang up. What's the ionization constant of potassium? You dumb fuck!
Pull the dog back.
I lost my cell phone again.
Again.
Oh, shit.
I ain't nothing.
God, it's so annoying, dude. I seriously can't do anything. I'm trying to, like, film all this shit, and I'm having all these meetings, and nobody... Like, everybody just calls... The Wyndham Balazs where I'm staying, and every time I have to make a phone call, like, if I make one phone call for a minute, it's like $15.
because they know
it's so annoying.
Yeah, when I called there today, remember I called you back, and I was like, yeah, this room. And the guy was like, yeah, but who do you want to talk to? I was like, fuck you. Put the fucking room through. I'm not saying his name. That's so weird.
Yeah. Remember the last time I lost my phone was in Miami at the VMAs, and I actually called it. This dude answers like, yo, what up? I'm like, what up is that you have my phone. Yeah, and I was scrolling through your phone numbers, and I could see that you have Tony Hawk in there and Johnny Knoxville, so I know that you could get me 2 backstage tickets to the VMAs, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I guess I could do that. Well, I ain't giving your phone back unless you get me 2 tickets to the VMAs. So I had to actually call MTV, get 2 backstage tickets to the VMAs. He's like, all right, meet me at the Shore Club, Nick. So I go to the Shore Club, and he's sitting there, and he comes up, and he's just like, where are the tickets at? It was like a straight-up drug deal. I'm like, they're in my back pocket. Well, let me see them. I pull them out. He's like, all right, here's your phone back.
You should have shot him right
like,
there.
He's straight up. He was so casual. He was so casual about it, though, you know?
Should have bought him some, like, Miami Dolphins.
Wouldn't you guys be a little bit mad?
I think I'd have priced some fake tickets. Some bullshit tickets. It's like, some, like, gay porn fucking theater.
Wouldn't you feel a little bit bad, though, when you actually meet the person eye to eye, like, where are my tickets at? Like, dude, just give me my phone, man.
Be
a good citizen.
The word thief and blackmail come to mind.
Imagine if you just called the cops and when he was like, where are the tickets? And be like, look, this guy.
I haven't even called my phone yet since it's been gone. It's been gone for 2 days. Let's call and see if anybody answers.
Yeah, call it.
Were you at the Wyndham Bellagio?
Yeah. That'd be so funny if somebody answered. Yo, what up? It's me again.
Please answer.
I want 2 more tickets.
I'm going to dive in her purse starts what? Buzzing. Mike.
It's probably like the same dude.
Thank you for and I'll relate to you.
Change that, man.
This subscriber
I can't change it, dickhead. The phone's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Send a numeric page.
Yeah, you can change
press 1.
Let me check my messages.
Yeah, check your messages.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
All 690 of them right here.
My buddy Bill be on there.
Yo, I need a sweater. Go.
I'm cold. Give me a sweater. Stop banging that tin cup on the bar stools.
Invalid entry. Please try again.
Uh-oh, invalid.
They changed your pin.
Invalid entry. Please try again.
They're not even they're changing my pin?
Ax that phone.
I said try again. Try one more.
I think Paris took it.
Please enter your area code and telephone number followed by pound. 4.
What about pasta?
That thing's been on there forever.
Oh my god. I forgot about that.
So when is the hymn show? Tonight or tomorrow?
Did it work?
I think it says tonight.
Who's that dude that died in front of the Viper Room?
4.
River Phoenix.
Yeah. River Phoenix. Do they have like a memorial of him in front of that place?
I don't know. I'll be there. I haven't gone there in like 2 years, but I'll be there tonight.
I think I did a kickflip.
Biggs, are you playing Bloodhound Gang tonight?
Why, you want me to?
Hell yeah.
No, I play Melvin Creation.
Avenged Sevenfold.
Bloodhound.
Melvin Creation.
What? Whatever the hell.
Molly Hatchet.
Ben, Molly Hatchet.
Fuck Molly Hatchet.
Why? You know Matt Cole's here when you're screaming for Molly Hatchet.
Bam, please
let's,
play.
Let's take a call.
Melvin Creation.
We hardly ever go online. Let's take a call.
Online?
Yeah. Ryan, she's like, online. I'm the master of online.
Bam, I'm always online.
I'm always online. I got my sidekick.
Ryan G. PhotographyOnline.com.
It's .net.
I almost get pussy. I almost get pussy every time I go online.
Don't reroute it.
What is that voice? I'm a gambler.
Do you have any phone calls?
Okay, assholes call. What is it? 877 porn bag.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
What's going on? Hey.
Oh my god, you're so hot.
Thank you.
Okay, anyways. Okay, so the question. Okay, seeing as how your show was canceled, are you going to do anything else, or are you just going to let Don do it all?
It wasn't canceled.
It wasn't canceled.
It wasn't canceled, just that I did 44 episodes. I'm just kind of tired of it, you know? Well, Dunn's going to do this homewrecker show, and then we're working on these 4 scripts right now, and I might do these... There's a movie in Calgary about snowboarding that I might want to do, and
How could you not even?
You want me to go to Calgary so bad, don't you?
I just want you to go so I can feel closer to Calgary. I would fly and meet you there.
No, I don't know. I think we're gonna do a Valentine's Day special for Viva La Bam, and then maybe that's it.
Why, what do you think, babe? You there? Did she hang up on us?
Wait. I thought you were talking to Missy.
Hey, babe, how you doing?
I was talking to you, shit goose.
You hear that echo of Jess laughing in the back? Sound like Jess Latoll creeping through the airwaves.
They got a Jess laugh track in the back.
Jess Latoll, you there?
Ample laugh.
Any more calls? Let's take another one.
Calls, yo.
Let's take another call.
Hello?
Hello?
Shalom. Shalom.
Hello?
It sounds like you're in the bathroom.
Back in Israel.
Yeah, you have an echo.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's going on?
What was that invalid talking about earlier?
What was what?
The invalid that just called.
Oh, I don't know. I think she hung up. I don't know. Yeah, I was just in the middle of... Why, what's going on? What do you have to say, miss?
Yeah.
I want to know why Deco wears New Balance if, like, you're on audio.
Wow. What?
He's
my best friend. I don't even know what fucking shoes he wears.
I didn't even know I wore New Balance. You know, I wore them to ruin them because I got blood squirted all over them at that Guar show. But
you wore New Balances?
I did. Yes, I did.
I got a pair of New Balances.
They're terrible.
They look good.
I got Adidas on. They're comfortable as hell.
Cello.
Why are you saying cello?
Yo,
plays the instrument.
Yo.
I'm the one who wrote the, in July, you remember that email you read about Missy?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Yeah, everyone takes credit for that.
About the pop, I don't really remember. I like all of them, though.
No, mine was the best. It was about, I wrote another one, but it's not as good. It was the one about saving 67 farts in a Tupperware box and then opening it up.
It was pretty creative. I think I remember that one. I like it. The thing is, I only like really rude and nasty emails about me and my friends.
Yeah, that's what we read. Yeah.
I really like the rude and nasty ones about me, too. I think it's pretty funny.
Oh, they're great. They're great.
Where did that come
nice
from?
Emails suck.
Don't worry, Missy. I'll get a spine sample.
If you're
going to
send a nice email, it won't even get picked.
Missy, you still wear those minging ass New Balances?
Only when you're not around.
She's got the,
I have
my Uggs on. Right?
Uggs? What are those called?
I have my Uggs on.
Uggs.
Now.
Uggs.
My ugly Uggs.
Ugg boots.
I got New Balance.
She is trying to get her to wear a pink ghetto gown with her Ugg boots.
Dude, I am wearing a ghetto gown for Halloween, and I can't wait because I'm getting fucked up.
Are you going to the Steel Jess's Thunder Party?
I can't wait.
The party
wait,
I'm having? It's a mischief night. Oh, it's going to be so great. Because Jess is getting married, and he's getting all this attention, so I want to steal his thunder. So I'm having the Steel Jess Thunder Party. So, you know,
so,
I get
wait, we got the wedding on the 29th, the Steal Your Thunder Party on the 30th, and then the Hellview on the 31st.
Dude, and the arcade auction on the 29th. How can we make it? In Baltimore, man, there's an arcade auction. There's an excuse for Novak.
There's a rehearsal dinner, too. What the hell's a rehearsal dinner like? We have to rehearse how to eat at a wedding? What the fuck is that shit?
They always have that stuff.
It's just another reason to get fucking wasted.
That's going to, like, ruin the wedding.
What is it?
They rehearse the ceremony.
Is that
and
the
then
28th?
What ceremony?
Out. Like, the church part of the wedding. They rehearse
I'm
that.
I'm not
like,
going to that crap. I'm going to the part where there's champagne at.
And then they treat everybody to dinner.
You
have
to go. Well, I'll go to the treat and the dinner part. Do I have to give some speech? Because I hope I don't have to do that.
Got
probably. You're best man.
You
are
the
best
man. I'm saying what Don Vito said last when Ape and Phil got married. To the happy couple. And then he drank the bottle. To the happy couple.
You gotta have Don Vito go up and do the speech. Like, say you're gonna do it. You're like, in my place, I'd like to send up Uncle.
No way. Abe won't even have.
Dude, Abe will lose her fucking mind.
We're going to White Castle for the rehearsal dinner, so you better fucking beat it.
I know, Kelly.
Bag of six.
So what are we having at the wedding, Jess? Are we having, like, filet dinners and steak dinner?
Nah, we're going to White Castle.
Roy Rogers on a turnpike.
You're coming to go to the bachelor party, right? This weekend?
Fuck yeah, man.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I have to go. Because they're having this wrestling tournament thing, and I'm, like, judging or whatever, and then they're giving me $20,000 and 5 free rooms, so I said, why not?
Oh, we're partying.
Who's wrestling?
Hulk Hogan will be there.
It's female wrestlers.
I don't know.
What is that? What night?
It's
that
female wrestling.
Is it Saturday?
Oh, yes. Oh, it's low.
And they want him to referee the match.
Is this mud? Saturday night?
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, is there mud, jello? What?
They want me to referee it?
Yeah, they want
referee.
Like, yeah. Those female wrestlers do all their steroids and have the biggest pussies ever after that.
They got roast beef lips.
You're gonna get the bearded clam leg lock.
You get the fucking meat curtain puss going on.
Pardon me, could you spread your meat curtain?
I'm gonna crack your boyfriend's head like a wall.
I'm devoting another song. I'm devoting another song to Hollywood. This is Turbo Negro, City of Satan, Radio Bam Series 28.
Faction.
City of Satan. City of Satan. People
How the fuck you say it? Is it serious? Yeah. I'm serious, 28. Faction.
We're turning speakers down. We're here live with Matt Cole, Ryan G, Raycon, Deco, and Bam on the West Coast singing to us. Bam, is there any Avenged Sevenfold in the lineup for us tonight?
I bet there could be. Wow, you like Seize the Day, don't you?
Bam, play Melvin.
I like them all. I don't know the names, but I know the songs.
Play Melvin Creation.
Melvin Creation.
No, I didn't say no.
That's Melvin Creation.
Melvin, whatever the fuck you say.
Can we just have Seize the Day by Avenged Sevenfold on standby in case we have time to play it? And hey, you know what I just figured out? I haven't checked my fucking messages since I got my new phone. So, we're going to give that a try.
Do it again. I hear
we're going to check my fucking messages right on the radio. They're probably going to be from, like,
please let them back call
4 months ago.
Hi, this is Bruce.
This is Bruce. He gave me your number at the Mood. And dude, seriously, every time I go to those hot clubs and shit where all these famous people are, is all this is a dick farm of scumbags that just go, yo, man, I'm trying to come up. Yeah, pound.
Please enter your password.
Yo, I'm trying to come up. I'm trying to be a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Take my car. Put me on your show.
You have 35 new voice messages. Your box is full. You can receive no new messages. To play your messages, press 1. To record a message, press 2.
You know what? We could keep hitting 9 because then nobody can leave messages because I don't fucking check them anyway, so they won't think I'm a dickhead.
Let's see who's on it.
New messages, Sunday, September 18th, 12:48 p.m.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Boring.
That's 9. September 18th.
Message saved.
Why did you say that?
Wednesday, September 28th, 1:06 p.m.
Because I want to keep.
Hey, Bam, it's Boof. I was just going to tell you happy birthday.
Boof! We'll say Boof.
So,
save.
Message deleted.
I emailed you a happy
Friday,
birthday.
From the new movie. 30th, 1:41 p.m.
Bam, it's Kevin Staub. What's up, dude? Hey, give me a call back as soon as you get a chance. 760-815.
Kevin Staub.
Save your Kevin Staub is a skate legend.
October 1st, 1:45 p.m.
Yo, Bam, it's Franz. Hey, man. Had a question to ask you. So, give me buzz when you can.
God, I hate when people don't just answer. Yeah. I hate that so bad. Yeah.
Fucking
answer.
What happens to that?
New message, Sunday, October 2nd, 3:50 p.m.
Yo, Bam, it's Nick Duncan. Give me a call. Bye.
Who? Don't you mind?
Say that.
That was Nick Duncan.
Is that Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte calling you?
New message, Monday, October 3rd. 5 p.m.
Hi, Bam. It's Bob Boris, the director in Los Angeles.
Who?
I believe Nick has spoken to you about us and our movie, Little Hercules.
Oh, Nick Hogan.
Message saved.
Nick, Hawk Hogan's son wants me to do
Monday,
a movie.
New message, Monday,
yeah.
October 3rd, 6:31 p.m.
He wants me to do some
coming. I was with your boy, and he said, hey, do you know this guy? And, not really. But anyway, he just dialed his phone number. I'm supposed to leave a message, but, your boy's good in bed. Talk to you later.
What?
Your boy's me.
Apparently some girl has your child.
I think that
that's
Novak. That's your number for a piece of ass.
New message, Tuesday, October 4th, 9:30.
Kind of glad I'm getting this out of the way live.
Hey, this is Scott Benner. I work with Pharrell Williams, and he is trying to get in touch with Bam. I got you guys' number from a friend of mine. Please give me a call when you get a chance. He wants to talk to him
on,
later. 917-750.
Okay.
Bam, that was 2 weeks
Wednesday,
ago.
October.
Everybody just unanimously saves the guy who gets a million calls.
Bam, this is Thomas Taylor. I tracked down that lobster board that kid said he had.
Oh, some kid stole my fucking lobster board at the party, and he's in Atlanta.
What's a lobster board?
He actually sent it back. Cool. All right, save that one.
Message saved.
What the fuck does Pharrell want? You ride for ice cream?
New message, Wednesday, October 5th, 7:21 p.m.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben, it's Jack. I just want to know if you're with Missy. I just talked to her. Tell that nigger to call me back. Okay, thank you.
Save. Message saved. New message saved. October 6th,
Save.
Message saved.
That's insane.
New message Thursday, October 6:07:08 p.m. Message
saved.
New message.
I've never turned this red before. Oh my god.
Yeah, man, it's Chris. I just got your message a little bit ago. I'm going to try to meet you up there.
Sounds like he's on a Valium. Save it.
Message saved. New message Thursday, October 6:07 p.m.
Sam, it's Jordy. It's,
Who?
Jordy from Star Trek.
Message saved.
Are we going, we actually going through all this shit?
Yeah, I want to get it done. I just don't have time.
Yeah, I'm coming to search bed.
Dude, that was 5 months ago.
New message Thursday, October 6th, 11:13 p.m.
This is like the message where...
Oh, wait.
Message
saved.
New message Monday, October 10th, 7:22 p.m.
Hey, Bam, it's Lisa, your cousin. I was just wondering if, for your Halloween party, Miss of Night, if I could bring three of the Hooter girls with me.
Of course.
Message saved.
No, you can't bring them.
Coming to that one.
No.
Hey, can you tell Booth to call Lisa and say that's cool?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Call me up. I need to talk to you about upcoming travel, and if you're still coming in October 12th, which is tomorrow. I need to-
Was tomorrow.
Save.
Message saved. New message Tuesday, 3:56 p.m.
Bam, hey, it's really important that you call me back. 301-72-
Message saved.
What the fuck is that?
301.
301.
Wednesday.
That's
one,
a cheap attempt to get a call out of you.
Yeah.
Hey, Bam, it's Shirley Halperin, formerly of Us Weekly, now with Teen People. How are you?
I don't like that care.
Interview today at 11, if you get the
Sorry about that.
that one.
New message, Wednesday, 2:26 p.m.
Hey, Bam, it's Mom. Just thought you'd get a kick out of it. Remember the guy who hit your Audi down at the toll booth? We must have got out of jail, and you got your first $100 from that guy. There is a special letter here from some guy who wants to propose to his girlfriend who had cancer at his show
Save
on
it.
The 20.
Dude, remember when I had the black Audi in like 1999? Some guy hit me at the Delaware toll booth, and he was a massive drug dealer, and he went to jail because of that.
Just give me a call.
Oh man, that was so long ago.
They caught him because he hit and ran.
New message Thursday.
So the cops caught him.
12.
You missed your first.
Hi, Bam. It's Bob Boris calling you, friend of Nick Hogan. I'm the director of Little Hercules. I heard that you were, Nick said that you were interested in becoming part of the movie, which would be wonderful.
Save it.
Message saved.
Man, you are
new
cool.
New message Thursday, 5:10 p.m.
Not cooler than
you. Yeah, thanks. It's me. I got the whole thing,
We're just listening to Deco. Save it.
Listen to Deco next to me, like, man.
New message, Thursday, 9:27 p.m.
Ben Forms, Matt calling for Bam. It's, Thursday night, 9:32.
Oh, shit, I gotta call him.
Any fucking time, 215.
He's just like, Ben Forms.
No break, leaves a number.
Can you call back? 496, that's my
house.
See what you're doing and what the deal with this evening is, man. Give me a call back later.
Save it.
Was that Seth?
Message saved.
Where's Seth?
That was Monster Cock.
Monster Cock
coming down for Halloween?
54.
Yeah, oh, Seth coming to the show?
Yeah.
Is he going to a wedding?
Bob Boris calling you. Friend of Nick
Hogan.
Hey, Bob I'm the writer and director of a movie called Little Hercules.
Message saved.
Back.
Last time he was just a director.
New message. Saturday, 9:59 p.m.
Yeah. These are the best.
When people talk shit about you, they don't know the phone calls.
Oh, it's Vito. It's Vito.
It's probably just in his pocket.
He sounds like his phone's in a tornado.
New message, Sunday, 12:42 p.m.
It's Brandy. Have Dan call me. 316-06.
Message saved.
What?
New message, Sunday, 5:47 p.m.
Yo, Bam. Kingman. Hey, I think Turbo Negro's playing tonight. I don't know. You got those guys' number, maybe.
Save it.
Call.
Message saved.
Why would you say that?
Oh, Brandy, I know Brandy. That's Gina Lady's secretary.
A.M.
Babe.
Yo, Ben Forms calling for Bam. About the banding iron.
Save that.
Message saved. New message. Monday.
All right, two more messages, and then we're going to play rock.
Yo, it's Heidi. Are you still in town, babe? Fuck, I couldn't make it out last night. I had to deal with some drama. But,
Message saved.
He just says it and happens.
New message. Monday.
Yeah, voice command, honey.
A.M.
Hey, buddy, it's Lisa. From L.A., I see what you're up to. Call me when you get in town.
Who is it?
I mean, you're still in town.
Did she fart?
I think I'll play that again. let's play like two more.
Front. Hey, I have a couple questions about the dream.
Nine. Yeah, we'll save that.
Message saved. New message, Monday, 5:32 p.m.
I'm not going to ask you the question.
It's like 5:30 on Monday. Just seeing if you're back in town. Give me a buzz when you get a minute. Later.
All right, I'm playing rock now.
That's how many messages did you play?
Probably 20.
That wasn't as bad as I thought it could be.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have so many.
Listen to that laugh. I love that guy in the back. Jess is in the background.
Who is that?
Jessel.
Is that the dude at New York?
Ben. Ben Darvis.
Is that the dude?
Yo, it's Will really serious. I need his number now. So let's get him serious.
Call Will. All right, I'm going to play him, Crimson Door, because they're playing that song tonight for the first time at the Viper Room. So here it goes. Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Sometimes
check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
Yo.
Satisfactory.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, once again, Matt Cole is here. Shitbirds, you ain't talking much.
Caw-caw!
All right, I'm satisfied. Giro, Rake, Digo. Yo, and, oh, Missy's over here. Missy, I can't see you. I didn't even know you were there.
Hi.
And Bam's out on the West Coast.
Yeah,
he did. Well, he was there. You see, he ain't talking to us anymore.
He's answering his messages finally after, like, September 18th.
And you know what? There was only, like, truly two important messages out of that whole fucking thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'll probably have to call back the Pharrell guy and then maybe the Nick Hogan guy who claimed he was a producer, then the director, then the executive producer.
Kept changing jobs the whole way.
No, it's me again, the guy who knows Nick. Listen, I own fucking California now, call me back.
You know, I can't stand the voicemail chick that Verizon has. It's like, it's so slow. It's like, God. Like,
you know why they do that? They probably do that because it takes up your minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly. So annoying. To leave a message, press 1.
No
to
shit.
Save a message, press 2.
Yeah, but
if you want
Espanol, para número 2.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
He just spoke Spanish. Yeah, but if you hit pound or star, it skips it. But the only thing is, you don't know which one to hit.
And I always get it wrong.
You always get the wrong one, and then it says put in the password, so you gotta call back again. Well, will you call me twice so you get the points?
Pound.
It's such a high maintenance kind of system.
I guess Novak's still not here. Good.
No, Novak.
That's been the best show ever.
Man, why do all corporate guys go to the HIM show?
Why?
Are they having, like, signing battles? Like,
battle?
Bidding? You know, like...
No,
Warner,
no.
Warner label.
Warner already owns them, but I think it's just for, like, the high-up dudes who probably signed HIM for $4 million that doesn't even know what they look like or sound like, so now this is the first time they'll probably even see anything about them.
What is Jimmy Pop... He owns the first two albums or something?
No, Jimmy has... Razorblade Romance, Love Metal, and Deep Shadows. I don't know if he owns them in the U.S. or he's licensing them, but it's something like that. But any way you look at it, he's making money off of those. And then,
good for him.
And then the new one,
Darklight,
has nothing to do with any of that.
Larry.
I've
killed Larry.
Oh, you know why I flew here? I flew to L.A. early to see a Bloodhound Gang show. When I got it all reversed, I thought they were shooting a music video, and then the next day was the concert. But I flew in the day of the music video, and they already did their concert. I'm like, I don't fucking care. I don't want to go watch you guys film a music video. I want to see the concert. So I basically came here 2 days early for nothing.
Bam, I think you have a kid.
What do you mean?
Some girl's claiming that she's pregnant with your kid.
And she's Chinese.
Yeah,
she's
Chinese. No. She said that she just had the baby, and she posted a picture of it on the on a website, and the baby's Chinese.
Which website? Bam said?
Wait, is she serious?
Board. No.
She wrote like a two-page story about how she just... How you guys have been together since like 95 and you kept her hidden for all these years and she just had your baby, but the baby's Chinese.
You know what? There's probably some fuck ass out there that believes it, because if anybody has MySpace and there's like apparently five of me on there, I assure you that none of them are me. Everyone's like, I talked to you on MySpace like a week ago. So you really gonna do that? Do what? I don't go on MySpace. I don't even fucking sign on. Like, that wasn't you? Fuck no.
Okay, the
you think I'm gonna sign on MySpace and chit chat with
don't
people
even know how to
meet?
The fake rake sites have more people than my real site. Yeah. I'm like, no, this one's mine. They're like, no, you're not. And I'm like, oh, come on. There's like 30,000 people on the other one. I'm like, the real one has like five. I'm like, fuck.
I have a fake MySpace too now. Special.
Isn't your age wrong too?
Yeah, they said I was 23. Well, which is, I guess, nice.
MySpace is the Hobbit Hole.
They said my favorite song. They said my favorite song is Little Bow Wow.
Oh yeah, and who else?
Little Bow Wow.
It says Missy's
the
favorite.
The Fallout Brothers, like all these random
Fallout
things.
Boys.
The Fallout Boys.
I thought Bow Wow was the funniest though.
Little Bow Wow.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh my
Yeah. That's terrible.
MySpace. It was over 30. Dude, the dude that started that site, I heard he got paid like...
It was hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
And that site fucking sucks.
That ain't nothing.
Everybody goes on it, dude, don't they?
I'm going to the Hobbit Hole for $5,000. Fuck
yeah. It's all the average. Because think about it. There's over 30 million people that check on that shit almost every day. And like
and half of it's bullshit because I'm five BAMs on MySpace and I guarantee that they're like, what the hell?
You just start they just go. Space.
They just go and get, like, the red carpet photos that they put out online, and that's the only photos they have. They have no official photos of me, like, chilling at the house or anything, you know?
It's just what, yeah.
Dude, I had to put
the
all
video
this,
grabs.
I had to put all this never-before-seen shit from Iceland, and people are still like, well, the real rake site told me that this fucking I'm like, fuck! Come on!
See, I can't have the internet because I always end up being a lesbian, and then I gotta change my name to Matilda, and then...
I
put up a couple fake pictures. Yeah, don't there,
buddy. That's why you should stay in a Hobbit Hole.
You're the Hobbit
Hole. He's one of those dudes that are like... Some girl send a hot photo of him, and then they'll be chit-chatting. He'll be like, dude, I talked to the hottest girl last night. Yeah, right, dude. His name was probably fucking Brian.
Yeah, there's so much of that gender-bending shit going on.
Gender-bending.
Like, all you gotta do is send a photo. It could be of anything. You can just scan a picture of Elizabeth Hurley and send it over, you dumbass.
Dude, I made a lesbian screen name like back in the day, and I used to get all these hot chicks send me photos.
Yep, that's what it's all about, right there.
See, people like you fuck up the internet.
But you
Everybody
know what?
Does it.
I jacked off to it.
I jacked off to it.
So it was all worth it.
Yeah, Novak ain't got much time to get back, man.
All right, I get my 20 bucks. Yeah.
We just call him Novak.
Yeah, remember? That's
a fucking
shit. Shop back. Shop back.
Shop back.
We're really fucking pushing it out.
He takes your credit card.
Natalie calls him No-Sack.
No-Sack.
He gets really offended. Like, I've never really seen him get mad except then.
It's all when my phone rings from him, it just says mini hard dick.
Novak's like, yo, it's all temperature related, you know what I mean? It's like it goes up inside.
Bam, you remember my old apartment? You're too lazy to go, you're always too lazy to go downstairs and you just piss in my sink. Remember that?
Not that bad. What's wrong with that?
Dude, it's insane. I'm sitting in the living room one time and he's just like, I'm like, piss. I'm like, all right, go. And he's just pissing in my sink. I'm like,
yeah, what does it matter? Your cats fucking piss all over your, like, photos. Dude, you took one of the coolest photos of me with all these, like, microphones and cameras all around with a white background. And I'm like, yo, man, I want to blow that up. And then his cat comes over and pisses all over the photo. Now with a yellow ass artsy
but
tint to
it. It does look kind of cool, though.
Yeah, tell
it doesn't smell cool.
Tell Bam how you take out the trash when you first got your truck. Which you told me you got a pickup truck, right?
Oh yeah, I got a pickup truck.
I called G's like, man, I'm so happy I got a pickup truck. It's awesome. I open my window and just throw my trash out the window into the back of the truck.
I did that
for like a cool truck detail.
Dude, my truck is perfectly sitting in my garage, and I was like just cleaning out garbage on my bathroom and stuff, and I just opened up the window and threw the bag out the window right into the back. It was fucking great.
It blows out on 95 like he's driving down the next day.
Beaver Boy's getting a pickup truck now. He's going coal style.
I'm going hick again.
Going
man.
Shipper.
I love it.
I used to get my truck airborne to clean all this shit out of the back.
Airborne.
Flying.
Be free. Shipper cleaning out his truck would just be beer after beer after like,
dude, that fucking
Jack Daniels bottle.
What was it with Franz? Franz had all the McDonald's shit in his car.
Oh my god, when we were filming Haggard, I swear to god, Franz's car was stacked to the hilt of McDonald's wrappers. Like, dude, I had to get in there one time and I seriously couldn't even put my feet in there because it was too high.
It said Starfleet Academy on the back. I was like, I thought I was a fucking nerd.
You know why? He doesn't claim
break
he doesn't
it, right?
claim that as lazy though. He claims that like I live in South Philly. Nobody's gonna break into a car filled with like McDonald's wrappers filled to the top, even if there's like a camera case in the back of it.
He's
nobody wants
to
go. Dude, it smells
blow.
So bad. There's so many flies in there. It's like a junkyard.
What about his he got a blowjob and the chick had to scrape all the McDonald's shit trash off
the
fucking
desk. Yeah, what about his...
What the fuck? To get the job done, you know what I mean?
What's up with his girlfriend? His girlfriend actually sits in that shit.
Beats me.
His girlfriend's like, what the fuck?
That's a happy meal right there.
What the fuck, dude? Jesus Christ.
What
I gotta
the
get
fuck,
all these rappers out of fucking
way. Get the hell out of here. Get this fucking happy meal. What the fuck?
Shove that toy prize up your ass.
You call that Jesus a Christ? I was trying to Jesus suck your Christ. Dick. But then there's all this McDonald's rappers over here. I can't even smoke in here because it might throw my broken cigarette and it might catch on fire to the fire. Ah, what the fuck? No, I'm going back to Hardee's. I gotta go back to work. Fuck you.
Little, like,
Franz Frenches his girl with the cigarette in her mouth.
You know you're serious if you got like 700 Monopoly pieces all over your freaking car. You
I got five.
Do you?
All right, pussies, yeah. It's time to wrap it up.
What are you playing?
I gotta play Skindred.
All right.
Sounds
it's they open for him. It's pretty good. I like this song. It's called No Fear.
Let's
so
check
it out. I'm gonna go see the him show at the Viper Room and coming up next is Tony Hawk's American Wasteland special next. So get ready for that.
Hey, drink some Jack for me, man. Tell him what's up.
Bye, Bob. I miss ya.
Miss you. Call us when you get back. You better not have those minging-ass Ugg boots on when I get there.
I won't, I promise.
The Ugg boots are on right now.
They're on now, but he's not here.
I don't mind the Ugg boots. I just don't like them New Balances.
You won't have to see them, I promise.
All right, good.
I won't wear my New Balances.
All right, see ya.
All right, guys. See you, man.
Later.
Bye.
I'm not for you, them a shout.
Children suffering, screams are in vain.
And they're dealing with the commenting again and again.
Time to storm, just work it all out.
Some will use their tools, but they bend them about.
Sticks and stones, and what's it can kill?
Harassment and oppression, welcome people just chill.
New reports are coming, so get out of here. Go find a place to hide, they come if you them a fear. Starting out and running, know that you disappear. Rude boys are coming in. I just don't fear.
Without fear, rude boy, get out of here. We are bully boys, tactics, you disappear. Don't fear, rude gal, get out of here. We are bad gal, business, disappear.
In the player, the battle is on.
And who is gonna tell them that them bad them is wrong?
Teacher shouting, and it's so loud.
And when she turns up, they smack you straight in their mouth.
Gonna get you with intimidation.
Stand up and become because of counteraction.
Turn the tables, you know the feels.
You would want them to stop if it was them on your heels.
Rude boys are coming to get out of here. Go find a place to hide. Come if you them a fear. Standing out in white. Know that you disappear. Rude boys are coming in here. I just don't fear.
We don't fear. Rude boy, get out of here. We are bully boy tactics. You disappear. Don't fear. Rude gal, get out of here. We are bad gal business. Disappear. We don't fear. Rude boy, get out of here. We are bully boy tactics. You disappear. Don't fear. Rude gal, get out of here. We are bad gal business. Disappear.
Just don't fear.
We don't fear. Rude boy, get out of here. We are bully boy tactics. You disappear. Don't fear. Rude gal, get out of here. We are bad gal business. Disappear. We don't fear. Rude boy, get out of here. We are bully boy tactics. You disappear. We don't fear. Rude gal, get out of here. We are bad gal business. Disappear. We don't fear. Rude boy, get out of here. We are bully boy tactics.
I just don't feel.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28.